Morning Show.
Es gibt musikalischen Besuch bei uns im Studio. In ein paar Minuten werden wir mit der Band sprechen und mit einem Teil der Band, die heute Abend im Privatclub auftreten wird. Yes, We Mistake aus Winnipeg in Kanada sind also hier in Berlin am heutigen Tag, am heutigen Abend und im Interview gleich bei uns. Und das war sie, die erste von insgesamt drei Nummern, die wir hier in den nächsten Minuten spielen von Yes, We Mystic, die heute Abend im Privatclub spielen werden. Einige von euch haben die Band aus Kanada wahrscheinlich schon vor ein paar Jahren gesehen, als das Debütalbum rauskam, Forgiver. Jetzt also der Nachfolger Ten Seated Figures, der heute Abend in Berlin bespielt wird. Zwei der Herrschaften der Band sind jetzt bei mir im Studio, Adam und Keegan, und ich sage herzlich willkommen, welcome to the studio, you too.
Thank you for having us.
Well, it's a great pleasure. Not your first time in Berlin. You've been here three times, so you do know your way around. You're already going jogging along the riverside, you told me.
I feel like we often hang out in the same little area of Berlin. It's so large. There's so much to see. So last time we got to do a bit of sightseeing and exploring, and beautiful city, one of our favorites.
And you have a connection within the band as well with Berlin, which is what?
We do. Keegan and I, back home, and it's not super glamorous to talk about, but back home in Winnipeg, we work at a restaurant that is owned by a Berliner, and we get to stay with him and hang out with him when we come to town. So,
but wait a second. He owns the restaurant, but he lives in Berlin?
He owns a restaurant. Yeah, it's like a cafe bar. It's like, it's actually definitely the coolest thing in Winnipeg.
Really?
I'm not just saying this because we worked there, but we love the place before we did. And it's because when he comes home to Winnipeg to have that little bit of Berlin in Winnipeg. So it's like by far the coolest business in town. It's called Fourth Projects, and it's very, very cool. So that's where we hang out when we're in. We hang out in Little Berlin when we're in Winnipeg, and
interesting.
Then hang out with a little bit of Winnipeg when we're in Berlin.
Very sweet. Also es gibt eine Connection mit Berlin in Winnipeg. Zu Hause arbeiten Sie in einem Restaurant bzw. Coffeeshop, der einem Berliner gehört. Und wenn Sie hier in Berlin auf Tour sind, dann können Sie auch bei ihm übernachten bzw. Sind mit ihm hier auch unterwegs, und insofern gibt es also in beiden Städten immer so eine schöne kleine Verbindung. So let's talk about your new album, because we don't have too much time, and it's such a complex sounding new album. Very beautiful. When I listened to it the first time, I thought, oh my goodness, so much work.
Thank
so
you.
Much work. It's so complex, and it's very, very, it's just very big. And I was just thinking to myself, did those guys actually really have fun doing this, or was it just hard work?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of experimentation, and we love spending time creating music, and I think we did a lot of it ourselves this time. This is my first time producing an album, and when you go into a big studio, that's a lot of fun, but it's also, there's lots of time constraints, and it's, you know, stressful because you only have it for a certain amount of time. You got to get everything done, but it is a lot of fun to, you know, when we're recording in our rehearsal space and trying to find new sounds and new ways of doing things, you know, time's not as much of an option. We can spend a lot longer getting things the way we want them to sound, and that's a lot of fun, and it's a bonus in its own way.
And that's what you did this time. You recorded it yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. So that's why you also had the chance to do experimentation, as you just said, with certain instruments, with certain ways of recording, and also having the time to go to Montreal for some different sessions. Doing what?
We went to Montreal, we had some strings, there's this string group in Montreal called Collective Neuf, and they're very fantastic and kind of renowned in the classical world, and they recorded some strings for the album, and then the album was mixed in Montreal as well. Yeah.
Also Sie sagen gerade, beim ersten Album haben Sie noch in einem Aufnahmestudium das Ganze aufgenommen, hatten dann natürlich auch wieder so ein Zeitproblem, weil es ist natürlich teuer und man muss sich dann immer immer ein bisschen beeilen. Diesmal haben sie alles selbst bei sich im Probenraum gemacht, was natürlich auch wieder mehr Gelegenheit fürs Experimentieren gab. Und hier konnte man dann tatsächlich probieren, was funktioniert nicht so gut. Sie haben es selber aufgenommen und sind dann sogar nochmal nach Montreal, haben sich dort von einer Streichergruppe was einspielen lassen, Collective Nuff in Montreal. Und das Ganze dann wiederum mit eingebracht. And you just said the album was mixed in Montreal as well by Marcus Paquin, who has worked for The National, for instance, or for Arcade Fire. Yeah. Why him? Wasn't he expensive? Like super, super expensive?
It's nice to see someone working in music that has a swimming pool in his backyard.
Of course.
That's nice to see that's possible. But yeah, no, he's very, very fantastic. Early on when I was 19, I was in a band that had worked with him once before. It wasn't really my project. I was just kind of going around touring with that band. So I got to meet him once a long time ago, and he just the type of presence he brings and the type of work he does. I knew that to work, our way back to that with the music we were making was always kind of a goal. And he added a lot to the project. It wouldn't have turned out the way it did without him. So
yeah, and if you know that he worked for Arcade Fire, you know that this is a person who knows what they're doing.
Yeah, he knows.
Knows how to deal with all sorts of instruments or pieces or parts of the music to bring it together and to know where to emphasize or what to emphasize on. I guess it makes sense in the end. And it does show, or it does, you can actually hear it, that there is a very, very nice way or a very nice strategy in the album. As I don't know if you can say strategy or so, but you just hear that there is one person who knew what they were doing. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to another song, which is Win Ben Stein's Money. Do you want to talk about what the song is about?
This I really like this song because it was kind of like a lyrical commission for me, because Adam writes all the music and I write all of the lyrics. And Adam had this idea for a concept for a song where the main character is sick of his group of friends. So he develops this like fantasy about going on a game show. And there's an obscure game show from like the early 2000s in North America called Win Ben Stein's Money. It's like a quiz show where you could win the actor Ben Stein's money, like $5,000 of his money. And so this character, his like life's dream is to go onto this show and use the money that he wins to just sort of like live alone for the rest of his life and just like push everybody he knows away. And like it goes in this very like dark direction, and it's like this song about like, delusion and bitterness. And it was really interesting to write a song based on like somebody else's idea. Like there was nothing there. It was just like this basic premise. So that was a fun one to write, and it ended up being one of the more kind of like emotionally intense songs on the album.
Mm-hmm. Keegan sagt gerade, er ist derjenige, der die ganzen Texte fürs Album schreibt. Adam wiederum schreibt die Musik, und hier gab es also das Konzept von einer Gameshow, von einer Quizshow in Amerika, die tatsächlich heißt Ben Stein's Money, in der Leute mit, sagen wir, $5,000 von Ben Stein irgendwas anfangen können, und der Charakter in diesem Song, also die Person in diesem Song, will das Geld also benutzen, um sich komplett rauszuziehen aus seinem eigenen Leben, von seinen Freunden sich zu entsagen. Und das Ganze geht dann in eine sehr, sehr dunkle, düstere Richtung. Musikalisch wird das folgendermaßen umgesetzt. Könnt ihr euch jetzt auch gleich nochmal ein bisschen textlich mit anhören, wohin die Reise geht. Win Ben Stein's Money. Hier sind Yes, We Mystic. Win Ben Stein's Money von Yes, We Mystic. Eine, wie ich persönlich finde, wirklich der besten Nummern auf diesem Album, Ten Seated Figures, das seit April draußen ist. Heute Abend spielen Yes, We Mystic im Privatclub. Wird auch nochmal interessant, wie man dieses ganze Konzept, dieses Albumkonzept heute Abend umsetzt, beziehungsweise auch die Musik. It's gonna be interesting to see and to hear how you're actually doing this live, what you recorded and what you produced and mixed on this album. It's probably a little different.
It's pretty similar, actually.
Well, yeah. Is it?
Because with the first album, I think it's like we just sort of you know, it's like, oh, it's the first album. So we just kind of threw everything in that we could. And then once we were practicing the songs to play live, it was kind of this process of reverse engineering in order to like be able to play those songs with just five people. Mm-hmm. But when knowing that going into the second record, it was kind of like, okay, like let's make these songs and make sure that like, you know, while we're writing them, we can like perform them with five people. Okay. So it's like, and I think
it was always like reverse engineering. So there'd be like, you know, maybe four parts there and it would choose what the last kind of thing to complete it would be, mm-hmm. keeping in mind what, you know, who would be left, who would be left on stage and what they had, you know? So okay. It's, and we added a couple things on this record cause you know, Keegan plays the bass synth, which is kind of the main source of bass in our band, but he also plays the mandolin. Mm-hmm. So that meant on the last record, if there was mandolin, there couldn't really be any bass. So then what do we do this time? Jody plays the bass now. So now we have a little bit more of a, you know, the palette can, it doesn't have to be absolutely decided by what is left. But yeah, it turned out we can play it all.
Okay.
Although it's now not abnormal for like somebody to be like, you know, well, you're learning this instrument now.
Yeah.
No, that's true. Learning by doing, basically. Yeah. We need this or you got to do this. And then, yeah, you've just got to learn it.
Yeah.
Also beim ersten Album, ich habe gerade gesagt, es wird ganz interessant, wie man das nochmal umsetzt, dieses Album, weil es ja auch wirklich sehr, sehr viele Ebenen in der Produktion gibt. Aber sie sagen, nee, bei diesem Album wird das gar nicht so schwierig werden wie beim ersten Album. Beim ersten Album war es eher das Problem, dass man beim Aufnehmen dann verschiedene Instrumente gespielt hat und dann plötzlich beim Live-Spielen gemerkt hat, oh, jetzt hat Keegan zum Beispiel Mandoline und Bass eingespielt, aber er kann es natürlich nicht zur gleichen Zeit spielen live. Und dass man das Ganze dann nochmal umdrehen musste, beziehungsweise nochmal rückwärts neu aufnehmen musste. Aber jetzt bei dem, sagen sie, haben sie schon darauf geachtet, dass also tatsächlich auch nur ein Instrument jeweils gespielt wird und wie man das live umsetzen kann, wurde jetzt beim direkten Aufnahmeprozess auch mit bedacht. What I find interesting in here, I mean, you could just use your alternative band to have alternative people on stage playing mandolin while Keegan, for instance, is playing the bass, which is an essential part of your whole band project as well. I was reading and I was actually afraid that not the real musicians would come, but your alternative band would come and we'd have to talk about stuff that you tell those people to tell us.
That happened in Canada a few times, but they're not with us here in Germany, so you're safe.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, I asked, well, you said, Wally, are you sure that this is the real band that's sitting out there or is this the alternative band? He's like, no, those are the musicians that are here down on the stage tonight. Also ich sag das, I'm just going to say it in German quickly. Es gibt zu dieser Band, also es gibt ein großes Kunstprojekt, was man sich hat einfallen lassen. Die Promo für das Album wurde nämlich von einer alternativen Band, also von alternativen fünf Menschen gestemmt. Das heißt, die haben die Fotos machen lassen, die haben auch Interviews gegeben und haben ja im Grunde genommen die Aufgaben auch erfüllt, die eine Band normalerweise auch noch mit zu tun hat. Das ist eine ganz interessante Geschichte. Why this concept to begin with? I mean, what was the idea behind it? Oh, well, did you just not want to do pictures, photographs, interviews, because this is just what musicians don't want to deal with?
No.
we decided pretty early on that we wanted the second record to be a concept album. And, you know, writing all the lyrics, I sort of tried to think of stuff that was meaningful to me and that I could produce a lot of lyrics about. So I picked writing about personal mythologies and like, you know, the false rememberings and like the ways in which like the things in our life or our past that aren't true or are only half true can kind of still shape who we are. So a lot of the album has to do with misremembering and like, you know, when you fill in the gaps of your own personal narrative with things that are either completely made up or somebody else told it to you or you only half remember what happened. But like, I think we as people are very fixated on, you know, filling out the whole narrative. And we knew that like right away we were going to do some sort of art project around the album. And we
tried to make the songs like the way that we created the songs had that in mind. And then the art project as well, we wanted to kind of, you know, force people into, you know, kind of experiencing us in the way that of what we were writing about. So maybe you saw a poster, or maybe you saw a video, or maybe you heard an interview and you have an idea of who this band is, but it's not necessarily true. And I think that kind of, you know, we had 6 months working with this other group of people and presenting them as us. And, you know, that part's over now, but the kind of idea lives on. The things that we made together live on. They're on the album cover with us. And so we figured that even if you get to that point where you've, you know, seen a Facebook ad or a poster or heard an interview and you're trying to get to the bottom of who's who, you could go as a last resort to the album cover and try to see the people, and that still wouldn't do it for you. And I just think, yeah, it's kind of, it's just, you know, in this time, I think a lot of people are talking about the truth, mm-hmm. and it comes back down to, you know, you can talk about it in a whole bunch of different ways, but what people kind of hold on to at their core is what's in their memory, how they experience things, and like that, you know, is maybe the only way that people see, like, that's absolute truth is my memory.
Yeah, and subjective reality.
And we're here to say, well, maybe that's not the truth either. And mm-hmm. it's more complicated than that.
Mm-hmm. Just by virtue of you not being sure if it was us, I think that makes it a success.
Yeah. Well, I probably still go home tonight and think, like, did I really talk to the band? Who the hell did I talk to? Also das Album war von Anfang an als Konzeptalbum konzipiert und es ging hier textlich vor allen Dingen auch darum, wie wir als Menschen ja auch immer wieder versuchen, unsere Geschichte komplett zu erzählen, auch unsere Erinnerungen, unser Memory, unser Gedächtnis so zu füllen, dass also eine stringente Geschichte dabei herauskommt. Man versucht dann also auch Erinnerungen, die vielleicht verloren gegangen sind, aufzufüllen, und niemand kann sich wirklich sicher sein, ob das tatsächlich sich so zugetragen hat oder ob es eben nur eine alternative Realität ist, also irgendwas, was man sich quasi dazu gedichtet hat oder was falsch wiedergegeben wird, falsch wiedererzählt wird, dass man also dass das ganze Leben eigentlich aus einem großen Teil, zu einem großen Teil aus einem False Memory besteht, und das ist so das zentrale Thema. Insofern hat man sich also für ein Kunstprojekt auch Leute dazu geholt, 5 Leute, die eine alternative Band sind, sodass man also am Ende auch nie weiß, wer ist jetzt eigentlich wirklich Bandmitglied, wer gehört jetzt nicht dazu, wer ist jetzt auf diesem Foto, und man muss sich seinen Teil selber dazu denken. Das ist also eine sehr komplexe Geschichte. Das Projekt ist jetzt auch zu Ende, sagen sie. Das waren nur über 6 Monate, dass man die Promo gemacht hat. Aber es war einfach, der Hintergrund war, Leuten, Menschen zu sagen, es gibt also nicht die eine absolute Wahrheit, sondern jeder hat natürlich seine ganz eigene subjektive Wahrheit. Und ob das eben auch eine richtige Wahrheit oder was Wahrheit überhaupt ist, das steht natürlich in den Sternen. What is truth anyway?
I mean, genau.
What's truth? So it's a big topic. It's beautifully done in a whole concept album. Congratulations to this.
Thank you.
We just hope that you guys tonight have an audience who appreciates your whole approach. No extra 5 people on stage.
Just the original 5.
Just the original 5. The truthful ones.
Original with big quotations.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. But one last question, which I actually never really do, but 10 Seated Figures is the mm-hmm. album title. Does that also relate to this whole concept?
Yeah. I think early on, I think when we were coming up with the name of this album, we really kind of wanted it to be something that reflected the number of songs on the album. And 10 Seated Figures came to me really early. And it works in a lot of ways because, you know, the album cover is literally all 10 of us seated in a room together. But also I'm an art student, and I've always been attracted to sculptures and paintings that are titled just as a figure or something.
Figure,
you know, it's
or something
a,
like
it's
this,
obviously
yeah.
It's a person, but it's referred to as a figure, which mm-hmm. has all this more mystery to it. And I mm-hmm. feel like when it's a figure and not a person with a name or some type of identification, there's so much more that you can kind of put on that image yourself. You add
you
project your own narrative. And I feel like in a lot of ways, you know, we're doing that with ourselves. And the 10 albums are, or sorry, the 10 songs on the album are different. They're different examinations of these themes that kind of influenced that that sort of thinking. So that's where that comes from. Mm-hmm.
Also Ten Seated Figures, der Albumtitel, bezieht sich auch wiederum auf dieses Konzept. Und Keegan ist selber Kunststudent, der sagt, also man hat das ja ganz oft auch als Bezeichnung für Skulpturen zum Beispiel, dass man dann zum Beispiel sitzende Figur oder sowas, ne? Seated Figure liest man ganz oft, und er sagt, das ist aber auch eine ganz wunderbare Projektionsfläche. Es handelt sich nicht auf dem Albumtitel um 10 Menschen, die da sitzen, sondern sie haben es 10 sitzende Figuren genannt, damit also jeder einzelne auch seine ganz eigene Interpretation und Herangehensweise auf diese Figuren projizieren kann. Thank you so much for being here. Have fun tonight. We're gonna get some tickets to people. Julia? Yeah, that's right. Übers Telefon. Ihr könnt jetzt anrufen, wenn ihr dabei sein wollt, bei Yes We Mystic heute Abend im Privatclub unter 030-2000-9000. Have fun during the tour for your... continue this tour now.
Thank and you so much.
You're Dankeschön. Very welcome to come back up here after We'd your little to. Jog to Badischiff and having coffee at one of those thousands of coffee shops here in Berlin.
That sounds fun.
Are you actually coffee, iced coffee people, or are you more into hot coffee during hot days?
It depends. I can do both depending on mood.
I like cold brew.
You like cold brew.
Yeah.
You know that for years it's been really a big problem in Berlin to get cold brew coffee.
Oh yeah.
We're getting there now. People are discovering iced coffee now.
Yeah.
But usually that was like it was coffee with a ball of ice cream.
Yeah.
Vanilla ice cream or something like this.
I would also do that as
Which
well.
Which is tasty as well, yeah. But it doesn't is not really satisfying if no. you just want something really cold with ice. Like
yeah.
ice cubes. Anyway, it's just like a little. Thank you so much for being here. Last song is Young Evil. Der letzte Song von Yes We Mystic an dieser Stelle ist Young Evil. Und unter 030 2000 9000 gibt's Tickets.